Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. You want to watch us live, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Join us on YouTube, jump into live chat, where you'll meet a lot of faithful friends, as well as going over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. You can jump in over there as well. We'll direct you right back over to us so you can watch us live. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We started the show off on hour one talking about Terrified Care attacking Minnesota, namely church clergy and whoever else they deem necessary to attack because they're attempting to browbeat into submission anyone that would dare speak out concerning their crimes in America. And I also shared with you Americans that, as well as foreigners that are listening to us in 53 different countries, that listen, these people, this is the system, this is the method that they use. They ask for help, they get the help, then they begin to attack. They play the victim, then they perpetuate the crime. They don't have the shield, friends, they have the spear. To learn who means to rule over you, simply find out whom they don't want you to criticize. That's the best way to identify with what you're dealing with today. And I just wanted to tell you this, too, on Sons of Liberty Media.com. This was just posted, line upon line, precept upon precept. It's being reported members of the Four Horsemen of Insurrection and Benedict Arnoldism threatening people with chaos. And I'm talking about Rashida Tlaib. I'm talking about Ayanna Pressley. I'm talking about Ilhan Omar. I'm talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Folks, you have these people in government. What do you think they're going to do? Furthermore, I want to ask again, because this comes into play, how is it that those that support Donald Trump, they support him out of one side of their mouth as they condemn the very crimes that are happening under his administration? And what are they? Where is Donald Trump's DOJ to prosecute these people? How is it that Donald Trump's worshipers and followers, how is it that they're appeased by Donald Trump doing nothing but merely browbeating his opposition only to fill the seats? That's how you fill the seats, friends, is you keep promoting the fight. The Bible is clear. Listen carefully. When the wicked walk on every side. When do the wicked walk on every side? When the vilest of men are exalted. Why? Well, the vilest, they promise justice, but they don't deliver justice. Read Proverbs 20, verse 8. Also Psalm 12, verse 8. Friends, you have to wake up to what's going on here, because, again, the irony, and let me ask you it this way. Does it not amaze you, friends, that the ones praising this current administration are also complaining about, again, what is happening under this current administration? And then I have to come to terms with the fact that, can you help people that are willfully blind? No, they end up in the ditch. And why do they end up in the ditch? Because they don't want to see. They're irrational in their thought process in so many different ways. Folks, we were just talking about John Guandoli and his comparison concerning Muslim mosques to military bases in the United States. This is former FBI telling you from the inside as to what's happening in this country. And then I take a moment to highlight brand new news. And what is it that those that are responsible for concerning these four horsemen that I just highlighted? They're Muslims, friends. They're subversive to American government. And keep in mind, they want 5,000 more of them in power. We've just seen what happened to the individual that was sworn in as a representative in the state of Philadelphia, or the city of Philadelphia. You remember what happened there, right? We went all the way down to Edinburgh there, and then we noticed that a representative in that particular state, friends, she gets busted for what? Stealing money. What was she? Well, she was a Muslim. What did you expect? What do you expect these people to do when you look at an Ilhan Omar and she wants insurance plans for those that are recruited for ISIS out of South Minneapolis? She wants insurance plans for their families. What do you expect when she's busted for misappropriation of funds, of marrying her brother? You're allowing these people in position and in two positions to destroy the country as you know it. It's the same thing with Rashida Tlaib, friends, and this Ayanna Pressley. What do you think they're going to do when they swear in on the Quran and it runs antithetical to the U.S. Constitution? What do you think they're going to do? What kind of fruit do you think that they're going to produce? They're producing the fruit. And again, going back all the way around full circle, the question is that I have for all of you Trump worshipers, how come he hasn't dealt with these people? Where is that DOJ that he promised to bring in? Come on. I'm asking the question. I'm not even making the statement. But when are you going to put two and two together to understand what's happening here? And then I can seal the deal by telling you that just this last week, again, for those that just tuned in, that Donald Trump's administration has released tens of millions of dollars into terror-tied organizations in America. What do you think is happening here? And I was talking about the state of Pennsylvania for the record. When I was talking about what was going on in Philadelphia, we flew into Philadelphia, we did an event in Edinburgh, and then we found out that their first Muslim representative, she nearly resigned, but she was being charged for crimes of stealing money. My goodness, friend. And then when the American people see what they do, they sit back and they say, oh, what happened there? They have a different system of belief. They feed on doctrines of devils. What do you think they're going to do? They're going to transgress God's law. And it's the purpose of our government to magnify the law against their crimes. And now the people have been conditioned to accept them as their representatives. Man, how do you fix stupid? Yeah, it's street talk, but it comes into play and it really is a word. How do you fix it? Americans are painting themselves into a corner. This is an issue, let me remind you, that you cannot run from. You must deal with it. And so next time you turn the television on, next time you go to a football game with 80,000 of your friends in one perspective, in just one city alone, and your country is being destroyed by a small, small amount under the judgments of God. Don't tell me I didn't tell you. The Lord was faithful to warn you through a faithful servant that delivers souls. But I gave you the truth. Now you have to respond to the truth. And if not, that's your bad, not mine. If I tell you you're going to go over a precipice and you don't want to listen to me and you drive over the top of it, don't blame me for not telling you. And by the way, that is love and not hate. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I'm going to get to the details of what John Guandoli was talking about here right after the break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Okay, so I hope you're sitting down for this next portion, friends, because I'm going to show you how to judge men by their fruit. Matthew 7:16 and on. 1972, I'm highlighting the religion of peace. Okay, I'm highlighting tear-tied organizations that Donald Trump is continuously giving tens of millions of dollars to. Okay. I'm highlighting, friends, the fruit of the Quran and what it is that they feed on. You ever heard that saying, you are what you eat? Well, here it is. 1972, 0414. New York. 10 members of a local mosque phone in a false alarm and then ambush responding officers, killing one. I can just hear someone right now tuning in saying, this is discrimination. Really? When a police officer makes reference to the law that you just transgressed, regardless of the skin color, because I don't care what color you are, all nations are one blood, Acts 17:26, but I'll feed into your ignorance for a moment. But let me educate you in the process. It's interesting to note that the police officer doesn't care what color you are neither. He cares about the fact that you just violated the law. You're endangering others now. So he's there to become a peace officer by enforcing the law against your crime. Read Isaiah 51, verse 4. Don't tell me about how this is discrimination, friends. No, they're discriminating against you like that of Jelani Hussein from that of CARE, the director in the state of Minnesota, that's trying to equate white Christians, as he said, to the KKK. Now, that's discriminatory, friends, but when you begin to highlight those crimes committed by those that are attacking people because they want you to only see them in the light of the light that they want to put up, which is not light, it's darkness, read Isaiah 5:20, they don't want you to know who they really are or what they're responsible for. So I want to make sure that you do. It's not discrimination, friends. It's law, okay? 1973, 0119, Brooklyn, New York. Muslim extremists rob a sporting goods store for weapons, gunning down a police officer who responds to the alarm. This is the religion of peace, friends, okay? 1973, 0701, Bethsaida, Maryland, an Israel diplomat is gunned down in his driveway by a Palestinian terrorist. This is what Rashida Tlaib advocates for there in Dearborn in one of her districts. Okay, for the record, 1973, 0718, Washington, D.C. Nation of Islam members shoot seven members of a family to death in cold blood, including the four children. A defendant in the case is later murdered in prison on orders from Elijah Muhammad. This is the religion of peace, friends. 1973, 10/19, Oakland, California. Nation of Islam terrorists kidnap a couple and nearly decapitate the man while raping and leaving the woman for dead. If that doesn't enrage you, I don't know what doesn't or what will. I'm sorry. 1973, 10/29, Berkeley, California. A woman is shot repeatedly in the face by the Nation of Islam terrorists. They're trying to sell you the religion of peace, friends. These are the people responsible for these crimes. Don't sit there and equate Christianity to what I'm highlighting, because I can hear fools out there right now say, well, look what Thomas Jefferson did on the Trail of Tears. Well, you know, look at you've allowed your Christian government to do it to other countries. Did you see that guy that called himself a Christian and he got busted committing adultery? Did you see that guy over there that said he was a Christian and he went and did all these violent crimes against innocent people? Yeah, I'm here to tell you, friends, that's a lack of Christianity. But what I'm telling you here concerning the religion of peace, they're not denying any of this. They're owning it. And I'm about ready to show you more of that as well. And there's also the difference between holy and defiled. There's a difference between right, and there's a difference between wrong. Ezekiel 44, verse 23. And it's our job to make distinction. Read Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Okay? I'm going to go on here. This is the fruit of the religion of peace. 1973, 12/11, Oakland, California. A man is killed by a Nation of Islam terrorists while using a phone booth. Oh, by the way, for those that did not know, Malcolm X was actually murdered by the Nation of Islam. It was probably a CIA operation, no doubt about it, because that's what these organizations submit to, for those that didn't know. But it's interesting to note that Malcolm X was killed by his own for beginning to actually expose Elijah Muhammad. Just for the record, just so you know that they do kill their own as well as others, okay? 1973, 12/20, Religion of Peace, the fruit thereof, Oakland, California. Nation of Islam terrorists gunned down an 81-year-old janitor. I bet he was a pretty severe threat to the system of Islam, the religion of peace. I'm certain of it. 1973, 12/24, Oakland, California. A man is kidnapped, tortured, and decapitated by Nation of Islam terrorists. Now, don't tell me about how bad this is comparison, because I know that if there were Muslim individuals here, I want to let you know that I'm a preacher of redemption, okay? You need to repent and put your faith in Jesus Christ, because there is none other name under heaven whereby you might be saved. For the record, and like it or not, you're going to bow your knee and you're going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, like it or not, okay? Read Acts 4:12. But I also want to let you know that this is what you're a part of. This is what you're a part of advocating for, to kill innocent people that don't submit to your system of what you would call the God, your God, Allah. You know what? Christianity doesn't force you. No, the Lord gives you a choice. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life. We don't live in a system that you better or else, although you are still going to be ruled by the laws of that God, like it or not. If you don't like the freedom in which you have by submitting to those laws, you can go find yourself a different country to live in if you'd like to do that. And I can just hear someone say, well, Bradley, we're not a theocracy. Every government on this planet is a theocracy. Think about it. Either you submit to God or you submit to man. There is no in-betweenites. Either you submit to God and resist tyrants, or what you're going to do, you're going to either obey the word of God, or you're going to end up with the rule of what? Man, through tyrannical ways. What was it Robert Winthrop said back in the 1800s? He was the Speaker of the House. He said it's either going to be the word of God or it's going to be the bayonet. That's exactly right. There is no in-between. And Muslims choose the bayonet by force. If you want to leave that religion, they'll stick dogs on you to go out there and kill you. Well, what is this? If your God is God, why would you have to do that? My God doesn't do that. And when you understand who my God is, you want to serve him. And not through diabolical measures or through the rule of a totalitarian system, which is set up as a political system to have absolute rule over your lives. Just ask those that mean to rule over you, Muslims. Ask those poor women that are getting acid thrown on their face why the men did it. Ask those poor women that are being beheaded and raped. And they dare not say anything to the authorities unless there's 3 to 4 witnesses. And if you do that, they'll probably end up killing you anyways. This isn't a system of government. This is tyranny to the core. This is the heart of the enemy towards mankind. I wanted to say to the American people that think this decapitation stuff, by the way, which we never heard of in the United States of America, most people don't even know the statistics that I'm giving you right now, but you can go to Wikipedia and find out for yourself. They're telling on their own. I want you to consider something before you look at the Muslims as being monsters, because they look at you and they call you the great Satan. And I'm going to tell you what, in many cases, they're right. Why? Look what you allow individuals to do to innocent babies inside of the womb. To inject salt into their bodies to kill them? Your enemies know this. Oh, by the way, so does my daddy, and he's not happy about it. You allow doctors to inject a tube into the back of a baby's head halfway out of its mother's womb, and you think that what the Muslims do, wanting to decapitate you, you think that is to the extreme, which, by the way, it is? Yeah, but look what you tolerate. Look what you advocate. Hey, listen, if you're not standing against it in protest, you're an accomplice in the sight of God. Just like if I went out and committed a crime, the guy that was with me, he's an accomplice to my crime. Because he stood back and he did nothing to stop it. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to come right back to this, friends. We're talking about the fruits of those that are advocating the religion of peace. Does it sound like the religion of peace to you, friends? No, it's not. See, they want absolute rule by any means necessary. And I'm here again to make sure that this doesn't happen. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The U.S. Embassy confirmed that an American citizen diagnosed with the coronavirus has died in Wuhan, China. It appears this is the first death of an American citizen from the disease. Planes carrying about 300 Americans from the Chinese city at the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak arrived at military bases in California and Texas yesterday. Some of the Americans were continued on from Texas to Nebraska. Passengers will be under a 14-day quarantine to protect against the spread of the virus. All but two of the 724 confirmed deaths have been in mainland China, with one person dying in the Philippines and another in Hong Kong. More than 34,000 people have been infected with the virus worldwide. And 11 Americans, along with 64 people sickened with it, have been taken off a quarantine ship in Japan. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, for all those that don't know Brigitte Gabriel, she is the executive director from Act for America. And as a child, I believe she was in Lebanon, where they came under Muslim rule. And she talks about the crimes committed against anybody that would not submit to Islam. And this, what's happening in America, she's the one blowing the trumpet on a national, international scale, attempting to do her best to warn the people as to what's coming if you don't put a stop to this. Brigitte Gabriel said this type of propaganda concerning them calling themselves, the religion of peace. She said this type of propaganda fosters an environment of hate, loathing, and resentment towards Western culture, Christians, Jews, Shiites, secular Muslims, and non-Muslims. And I want to make clear on this show, for the record, okay, I just thought about this as I read this. I want to make clear that people understand who I am and what I'm advocating for. People of other religions are afforded asylum to come into the United States of America, but not to overthrow it. And that's why we have a process to bring people in to naturalize them, okay? If they come in with the means, but with the intent to overthrow and conquer, they have no business being in this country, and they need to be deported. That's what the purpose of government is for, okay? What we're seeing today in this country is we're seeing governments, not only just the last administration, but the administration before that and the administration before that, all the way back to the Clintons, teeing up for what we're seeing today under Donald Trump. Okay, I want you to know that what we're highlighting today is there are people in this country that want to advocate the Muslim people as the advocates of a religion of peace. And the media is right there to give them cover. I want you to understand, I'm showing you the fruits of those that are involved with the religion of peace. And it's not good. And before the end of the show, I'm going to do my best to also tell you and show you, friends, what they're teaching young people in schools concerning Muslim indoctrination with the help of the like of the ACLUs. This started with the Clintons. Okay? I'm going to get to that in just a couple minutes. I want to do my best to get through this, okay? We're talking about, again, the advocates of those that call themselves the religion of peace. that are attacking our system today. And I want to show you the fruit of those that are a part of this Islamic religion of peace, okay? Let's go to 2001-09-11, New York, New York. Islamic hijackers, they steer two planes packed with fuel and passengers into the World Trade Centers. This is what we were told. Killing hundreds on impact and eventually killing thousands when the towers collapsed. At least 200 people were seriously injured. Also keep in mind, after September 11th, many of the eyewitnesses and the ear witnesses that came forward to the media, many of these eyewitness and ear witnesses and even family members were actually murdered. They were assassinated. Okay? We never hear about that. Let me go back down to 1997. I'll just go sporadically over some of these crimes concerning those that are involved with the religion of peace. Okay? This is Lompoc, California, 1997-0403. A prison guard is stabbed to death by a radical Muslim, one that advocates for the religion of peace. Okay? 1993-0226, again, New York, New York. Islamic terrorists detonate a massive truck bomb onto the World Trade Center. Don't forget about George Bush Sr. being a part of what's going on behind the scene, killing six people and injuring over 1,000 in an effort to collapse the two towers. So on September 11th, that was what should have took place on that of 1993-0206, okay? And again, don't forget about the correlation and the link between the Bushes and that of the Third Reich through Grandpa Bush. And also keep in mind, Adolf Hitler also used Muslims as mercenaries to do his killing for him, concerning those that, well, they were partners in the religion of peace, killing off Adolf Hitler's political opposition. This is history the American people need to awaken to, okay? 1980, just sporadically picking and choosing here. Saybaugh, Illinois, an Iranian student guns down his next-door neighbor, a husband and a wife. Talking about those that are part of the religion of peace here, friends. 1977-0309, Washington, D.C., Hanif Muslims stormed three buildings, including a Banah birth, to hold 134 people hostage. At least two innocents were shot and one died. Did you hear about that? I didn't think so. 1974-0416, Ingleside, California. Man is killed while helping a friend move by Nation of Islam terrorists. Are you starting to get the point, friends? 2002-10-09. Manassas, Virginia. A man is killed by Muslim snipers while pumping gas 2 days after a 13-year-old is wounded by the same team. Aspen Hills, Maryland. A bus driver is killed by Muslim snipers. That's in 2002-10-22, giving it to you military style, friends. Can you make this up? Nope. And they want you to believe that they're the advocates of peace. Really? 2012, Houston, Texas, a 28-year-old American man is shot to death by a conservative Muslim over an alleged role in converting a woman to Christianity. This is here in America. I have every right in the world to proselytize. I'm a preacher. That's what I do. But a Muslim comes into America and says, no, you're not going to do that. So what does he do? He takes him out. Did you hear about that, America? Probably not. 2014-04-27, Skyway, Washington. A 30-year-old man is murdered by a Muslim fanatic. They're breeding this in prisons too, by the way, America. For those that didn't know, just think. These people, when they're released from prison, guess what they're going to be doing? I'll show you that in a moment concerning the Quran. 2016-02-11. Folks, there is just, I don't have, if I had 4 or 5 hours today, I couldn't get through all of these crimes concerning these Muslims, these followers of Allah. 2016-02-11, Columbus, Ohio, four people at a Christian-owned restaurant with an Israeli flag are slashed by a Muslim wielding a machete yelling, Allahu Akbar. Folks, these people are being allured into America to the judgments of God, but I want you to understand what the bad guy thinks he's doing, okay? thinks he's creating domestic insurrection. He's right, but what he doesn't realize is he's being used for the very purposes that God is advocating for. That's a fact. That's history. Just think about that. America, let me say this. You're going to see a civil war in this country. You don't see anybody in this country advocating for the crimes against its own citizens more than said representatives in this country. And I want to tell you who they are. They're the ones that you tolerate. They're the ones that entertain you on a 24/7 basis. You're going to be taken in your pride, America. And it's going to be a war with foreigners on our own soil because of what we've allowed in the truth, friends, because many things that your enemies say about you, they're true. Just think about all of the third world countries that you've allowed corrupt politicians to topple. It's payday. It's payback, America. You know, I could sit on the radio here with you and just act like, by ignoring this topic, and act like it's never going to happen. You've got to be out of your mind because it's already happening. The American people are going to sit back for so long, and most of the time they wait until it's too late. That's a fact, too. But the American people are going to sit back to this and take a second seat to this for so long before they stand up and vindicate what should have been vindicated by those that you call government in this country. You're going to see vigilante justice. And I want to tell you, those players behind the scenes, this is what they're advocating for. If you would deal with them, we wouldn't be here right now. The people that we would have in this country are those that are here that need help, that are here to assimilate. But that's not the type of people they're pulling in. I mean, we found out in New Mexico when they were raising those two radical Muslims were raising up 13 children. Remember they found one? They found tunnels under this compound there, only to find out a couple weeks later when it became public news, the FBI, the bad guys in the FBI, friends, they operate compartmentalized. The bad guys in the FBI went in and covered up all the evidence. But you remember when they found out that two radical Muslims were there? And they were raising up 13 kids to commit jihad in public schools in America. Remember that? Well, you know about the one that they just found in Alabama, too, right? You also know about the 35 other jihadi camps in America, right? No, we're just going to talk about what you need to be told so we can further advocate deception upon you. And this only falls to those that don't love the truth. God will send the delusion. This is found in Thessalonians. He'll send the delusion that you might believe a lie. And I want to tell you something. I don't know what it is that you don't understand concerning this administration, but this guy does nothing but lie to you concerning about what is really happening. Oh, my goodness. These men, what they do, they think it's a game. Just like all of those dead men now that are burning in hell, that thought they were just in it with another one of their buddies and everything was cool as long as they made the profits. How's that working out for them now? Well, ask the rich young ruler. Or I'm sorry, not the rich young ruler. Why don't you ask the man that was in hell in Luke 16? After he got there, he found out that it was too late. He even went so far as to ask the Lord to basically send someone to warn his brothers. And what did the Lord say back to him? He said, listen, if they won't hear the law and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. These men that you see on the horizon are a reflection of what the American people tolerate. So the very hell that they're creating is the very one that you're tolerating them to create. As they continuously tear down the laws that keep us free, oh, my goodness. Shame on Americans for tolerating this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I'm going to go back to what these people feed on concerning the religion of peace right after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi everyone, this is Pete Santilli. As a political prisoner of the Obama administration, I was the longest-held journalist in American history. I received so much support from Bradley Dean, Tim Brown, and the entire Sons of Liberty Radio family. I'm forever grateful to Bradley, Tim, and most importantly, the listeners of Sons of Liberty Radio. Thank you for your unwavering and steadfast support.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Sons of Liberty. Thank you, Jennifer. I caught that. You ready for this? Look who sided with Southern Poverty Law Center. Look who sided with the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Brigitte Gabriel is the executive director for ACT. She's exposing the very things that I'm exposing and highlighting even now. I want you to listen to this. This was written by the Washington Times, okay, one of their own. The Council on American-Islamic Relations and the Southern Poverty Law Center, absolutely no credibility, okay? The Southern Poverty Law Centers have plenty of opponents on the right, but the leftist civil rights group appear to hold some sway with Donald Trump and these organizations at a Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach, Florida. Less than 2 weeks after the leftist group pressed Mar-a-Lago to cancel a booking for an Act for America gala featuring conservative pundit Brigitte Gabriel, Michelle Malkin, so on and so forth, the result has come under pressure to scrap the annual banquet of the Center for Security Policy under another conservative national security organization listed by the SPLC as a hate group. Listen, Council on American Islamic Relations and Southern Poverty Law Center, they hailed Donald Trump for his decision. The Trump organization has made the right decision to cancel a previous host by an anti-Muslim hate group. Hate to Council on American Islamic Relations and hate to Southern Poverty Law Center is anybody that dares speak out the truth, exposing them for their crimes, just so you know. Friends, did you hear what I said? Those that are high-fiving the Trump organization, these are coming from the likes of Council on American Islamic Relations and Southern Poverty Law Center for taking heed to them and counseling or I'm sorry, in taking their counsel on canceling the group act in exposing the Muslims for their crimes. Who canceled it? Yours truly. Yours truly. You know, I want to take it a step further. You heard the fruit of the religion of peace. Did you know that in public schools recently, did you know that public schools are being indoctrinated with Muslim religion? Studies have also shown over 500 historical errors in public textbooks giving an Islamic slant to our youth, an Islamic slant to our youth. You know what they're teaching your kids in some cases in public schools? I know this to be a fact in California. I was doing Bakerfield's Tea Party, and a mother came up to me and showed me what they were teaching. I said, ma'am, that's illegal. And I have friends that are attorneys. I said, you need to get in touch with these people and get it out of the school. They're teaching kids to learn to become a Muslim, to fast for Ramadan, learn the five pillars of Islam, memorize verses of the Quran, adopting a Muslim name, and teaching your kids how to stage a jihad. You heard me right. War against non-Muslims. Some schools have even had their daughters wear hijabs before they come to school in honor of their friends that are Muslims. I mean, folks, again, you can't make up what's happening in this country. A couple days ago, and I'm going to probably play the audio for you in the up and coming days and weeks, but we've found a video of kids in Philadelphia that are Muslim kids that are singing songs talking about the beheading of the infidels. This is already happening. This is way, and you have, again, the mainstream media blacking out this information to the American people. What else do I need to do here, America? Let me go to the Quran and show you what these people are feeding on so you can make a balanced decision as to what you're dealing with here. Okay? Quran, chapter 3, verse 28. Let not the believers take the unbelievers for friends rather than believers, for whoso does that belongs not to God in anything, unless you have a fear of them. God warns you that you beware of him, and unto God is the homecoming. Wow, you want to talk about divide and conquer, friends? There you have it. Quran, chapter 3, verse 85. Who desires another religion than Islam, it shall not be accepted of him in the next world. He shall be among, this is what it says, the losers. The losers. Can you make that up? No, you can't make that up. You surely can't make that up. The Quran, chapter 5, verse 33. Listen carefully. This is the recompense of those who fight against God, Allah, okay, and his messenger, Muhammad, and hasten about the earth to do corruption there. They shall be slaughtered or crucified, or their hands and feet shall be alternately be struck off, or they shall be banished from the land. That is a degradation for them in this world, and in the world to come awaits them a mighty chastisement. This is what these people are feeding on, friends. I am with you, so confirm the believers. I shall cast into the unbelievers hearts of terror, so smite them above the necks and smite every finger of them. Quran, chapter 8, verse 12. This is coming directly from their book. Hey, folks, if there was an individual when I went into a Muslim nation that was highlighting his references to the book of peace called the Quran and condemning scripture, I'd be more than happy to accept it, because that's what I understood that before I went into the country, that it was a Muslim nation. But I'm here to tell you, this isn't a Muslim nation. This is America. This is a Christian nation, and if you want to go ahead and dare the justice of God by standing back and allowing these people to attempt to conquer we the people, you're going to get what you got coming by doing nothing. Your apathy and your tolerance is what's destroying you. You ready for this one? Quran, chapter 8, verse 60. And prepare against them whatever you are able of power and of steeds of war, by which you may terrify the enemy of Allah and your enemy and others besides them, whom you do not know, but whom Allah knows. And whatever you spend in the cause of Allah will be fully repaid to you, and you will not be wronged. No. Hey, listen, you will not be wronged by wronging other people. This is ridiculous. This is like the bad guys in America, friends. that are working on the behalf of those that are destroying this country, that are working on the behalf of those that are destroying the country, telling them to tell us lies, to steal from us, to kill us, as if to suggest they're not going to do the same thing to them. That's how stupid some of these guys are. But, you know, they sit back and just say they're doing the job and doing their job like many people in government and like many people in the military that don't take the time to read the Constitution that they swore to uphold. Oh, my goodness. If you think that you're going to get a pass on Judgment Day, you're sadly mistaken. You're held accountable for the information that you have and the information that you don't have. And the problem is there's too many people in this country. The information they don't have is the information they don't want to have. Well, that doesn't exempt you. All judgments and all the roads that lead to the judgment seat, there you will see my big brother, the captain of my salvation. His name is Jesus Christ. But he prefers another way through redemption, but that's your choice. Quran chapter 9, verse 5, slay the idolaters wherever you find them and take them and confine them and lie in wait for them at every place of ambush. Is that what I highlighted concerning their crimes against people in this country? In this country? Yep. Quran chapter 9, verse 30, Christians and Jews are perverted. God assail them. Oh, how they are perverted. Quran chapter 9, verse 123, oh, believers, fight against the unbelievers who are not or who are near to you, and let them find you in harshness, and know that God is with the God-fearing. Hey, folks, the Bible says they were cast out with the word. The Bible tells us from Jesus, my big brother, we have that same power. Jesus said, greater works will you do than I did. We were not given a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Is that right? Does the Bible say that the devils believe and tremble? You better know that they tremble, friends. You better know that they tremble. Quran chapter 22, verse 19. But those who disbelieve will have cut out for them garments of fire poured upon their heads will be scalding water. Many of the crimes of the Muslims against the unbelievers is just that. They take scalding, boiling water and they pour it over their victims. Quran 47, verse 4. So when you meet those who disbelieve in battle, strike their necks until when you have inflicted slaughter upon them, then secure their bonds. Let me end with this. John Wesley on Islam and Muslims. Ever since the religion of Islam appeared in the world, the espousers of it have been as wolves and tigers to all other nations, rending and tearing all that fell into their merciless paws, and grinding them with their iron teeth, that numberless cities are raised from the foundation, and only their name remaining, that many countries, which were once as the garden of God, are now a desolate wilderness, and that so many once numerous and powerful nations vanished from the earth. Such was and is at this day the rage, the fury, the revenge, and the revenge of these destroyers of humankind. John Wesley, the great field prophet from England. Love you by what we do. Folks, you've been given the edge to the knowledge to make educated decisions. It's time to do so, and it goes more than just talking about it. Love you by what we do. See ya.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.